Mother's Day is on the way, and 95.3 Gorilla loves your mom so much, we want to get that girl paid.
This year, the Gorilla is celebrating your mom with cold, hard cash.
Listen to Ryan on the Morning Show this week at 7:30 a.m. to nominate a mom live on the radio.
It's the Mom Noms on 95.3 Gorilla. You can nominate any mom you love. Your mother, wife, daughter, anyone who's a great mom.
We'll get her on the phone and drop $500 on that mother.
It's the Mom Noms from the only station showering your mom with money this year.
95.3 Gorilla.
Thank God it's Friday.
Is it Friday already?
Enjoy your last look at my ass, because I'm going to party it off.
You've really got away with words.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about, but I like the way you say it.
It is Friday, right?
Have a good weekend.
Showtime. All right, here we go. The Mom Noms are coming up on Monday, because next week is the week before Mother's Day. We want to celebrate all the moms here on the coast. You get to nominate any mom in your life starting on Monday on the morning show for $500. Every single day next week, we have a ton of cash for moms here on the Gulf Coast. We're very, very, very excited about this. The Mom Noms officially blast off Monday right here on the morning show on 95.3 Gorilla. Listen for that. Now, the Banana Bank happening today, and then it's back after the Mom Noms. Going to take a little bit of a break. Don't worry. It's coming back. If you haven't won money yet, you can definitely still do that. The Banana Bank is back after the Mom Noms, all right? Have a fantastic weekend and keep 95.3 Gorilla nice and loud all weekend long.
95.3 Gorilla.
It's Ryan Gavin on 95.3 Gorilla.
We're talking about good luck habits, good luck charms, you know, superstitious stuff that people have. Do you have any of these? Really surprising numbers in a new nationwide survey this week says that 82% of Americans, that's huge, that's way more than I would have guessed, 82% of Americans have good luck habits that they think will bring them good luck. What are some of yours? I've always kind of been the opposite of a superstitious person, so like, I don't know if I have any, I might, but what are some of yours? Brad's first. Brad, you're on.
I am always knocking on wood. I know it's nonsense, yeah. And doesn't mean anything, but I do it anyway. You know, just makes me feel better.
Makes you feel good. Knocking on wood. Yeah, no, I gotcha. I know people that do that, but I just kind of never got the habit from anybody. It's really interesting. Like, I know people on the first day of the month that will say rabbit, rabbit, because that's supposed to bring them good luck. But I always thought that was kind of bizarre, too. Like, what the heck are we doing here? What about you? Do you have any good luck traditions?
I talk to myself in the mirror before anything important, like full pep talk.
Really?
You're not going to embarrass yourself today. Do I believe it? Not really. But do I still do it every time? Absolutely.
Oh, that's awesome. That's really funny. Now, the list of these things that people apparently do, 82% of Americans have some kind of lucky ritual that they do. Some people have lucky outfits. Some people think that they can keep bad luck at bay by wearing a certain pair of shoes. This is unique among women, I think. I don't think guys really do that. And I was shocked by this one. 39% of people will avoid walking near a ladder, not underneath a ladder. They'll avoid walking anywhere near a ladder. Why? Like, what is this? I'm freaked out by this stuff. Last call today goes to Monica. Monica, you're on.
Hi. No matter how the game is going, I can't assume that we've won. If I say that out loud, then the other team usually makes a crazy comeback and beats us.
Right.
Don't say it's over until it's over.
Okay. See, this is, I think, the only one that I agree with, actually.
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
So Kevin Hart facing some criticism for body shaming Timothée Chalamet during like a lightning rapid fire roast round segment on a podcast, the Call Her Daddy podcast. This is what Kevin Hart said about Timothée Chalamet. Oh, I shouldn't laugh at this.
Timothée Chalamet.
The body of a German woman.
Yikes. Emily Blunt facing backlash, too, for career advice comments that she made. Woof, yikes.
Look, I think just find something that you deeply want to do. Even if you're earning no money, as long as you love it, you'll be happy.
Even if you love it, earning no money, just do it and be happy. That's easy for a multi-bazillionaire to say, right? The BET Awards just announced Drewski as the host of the show this year.
What's up? It's Drewski, your host for the BET Awards 2026. I told BET if I'm hosting, we're going to do this my way. Rule number one, Jamie Foxx, take that big hat off. Rule number two, Sexy Red, no leggings, rompers, or bodysuits. We don't need no wrestlers. No wrestlers on the red carpet. Black suit and tie.
The man knows what he wants. I like that confidence. Yeah, Drewski's hosting the BET Awards this year. What else is going on? NBC's Mike Tirico mistakenly calls Tina Fey Tina Fox during a live Knicks broadcast. Woo.
Sometimes you say celebrity row at a game and it's one or two people. Wow. This is an entire celebrity row.
Yeah.
Chalamet, Tina Fox.
I didn't see Tina Fox there. I did see Tina Fey, though. And did you see this moment from the Guardians game the other day? A grown man stealing a baseball. Did you see this? Did you hear what the commentator said?
No, he's not going to steal it.
Yeah, that can't happen.
And then he was proud of it. Give that ball back. Come on.
His name is Max Quinn. He faced ridiculous abuse online, which he should have, because that's ridiculous behavior. And he did apologize to the girl, apparently.
I want to just put out an apology and just say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to the family. I'm sorry to the parents, the little girl, her brother.
I don't know, man. Sounds like he's sorry he got caught.
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
Some big birthdays this weekend. Tim McGraw turns 59 years old today. Tomorrow, Dwayne The Rock Johnson turns 54. Lily Allen is 41 tomorrow. And Frankie Valli of the Four Seasons turns 92 on Sunday. And don't forget Ray Parker Jr. Ray is 72 today on Friday. On this date back in 1939, an iconic superhero was first introduced to Americans for the very first time. Today is the day that Batman was introduced to the world. It's also the birthday today of Cheerios the cereal. Here's a commercial for Cheerios from the 1970s. How old do you think Cheerios are? That's a Cheerios commercial from 1977. Cheerios debuted on this date, May 1st, from General Mills back in 1941. Some other shocking anniversaries. Today is the day that Iron Man came out back in 2008. May 1st, 2008. That was 18 years ago. And on this date back in 1802, Washington, D.C. was officially incorporated as a city.
The city of Washington was built on a stagnant swamp some 200 years ago, and very little has changed. It stank then, and it stinks now. Only today, it is the fetid stench of corruption that hangs in the air.
There's always a Simpsons clip for everything. There's your flashback freakout today. Have a great weekend.